If God spoke to you during the active part of your day, would you notice? Welcome to the Power of God's Whisper podcast.
Today's message, zero compromise, period. Today's scripture, the Lord gave the man of God this command. You must not eat or drink anything while you are there, and do not return to Judah by the same way you came. But the old prophet answered, I am a prophet too, just as you are. And an angel gave me this command from the Lord. Bring him home with you so he can have something to eat and drink. But the old man was lying to him. 1 Kings 13, 17 through 18. The man of God was told not to eat or drink in Bethel and to return to Judah by another route. And he had already resisted a temptation to disobey this command when the corrupt king Jeroboam tried to get him to come to the palace for a meal. But when an older prophet gave him an alternate word, he thought God might have changed his mind. He fell for the deception. He went home with the older prophet to have a meal in the town he had been told to leave. And he paid for his disobedience with his life. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I'm fighting a war against myself, a war between my flesh and my spirit. It's easy for me to get caught up in trying to please people instead of pleasing God. It's easy for me to think that because I'm doing good things, things that make me feel good about myself, that those things will somehow help me win over sin in my life. Like eating sweets. But there are times when we need more than just our own strength. We need God's strength. And here's something else. Even if we're doing everything right, there are times when our fleshly desires might try to convince us that we know better than God. I've spent my life trying to live out the words of Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. God has spoken and it is up to us to listen to his voice and obey what he says. If we're not able to understand what he has said, that's okay, but we need to trust in his knowledge and wisdom. He knows what he is doing. Should we never compromise our faith for anyone or anything? We must be willing to stand firm in our beliefs no matter how others try to persuade us otherwise. There's a lot of talk in the world today about compromise. But we believe that compromise isn't just undesirable, it's impossible. Compromise is when you do something less than what you really want to do, or less than what God wants you to do. And there's no such thing as less than God. If he wants us to do something, it's because he wants us to do it completely and wholeheartedly. With no compromises. Let's pray. Lord, I tend to compromise much too often, probably because I'm uncertain about what you've said. Give me the confidence to anchor my faith and obedience in your words and never deviate from them. Cultivate in me a holy tenacity to cling to promises and assignments you've given. Take care, God bless, and make it a great day.